Welcome back to another episode of Briefs Our Blue Bahamas, where we explore everything about our marine environment that sustains our way of life as Bahamians. Today, we're diving into one of our very special guests and someone who's very dear to our hearts at Brief. And we're going to learn about her journey today from being a best scholar all the way to being a Brief team member. So I'll have her introduce herself.
Hello everyone, I'm Antonia Ferguson and I'm a marine biologist and professional mermaid from New Providence, Bahamas. I was a best scholar, as Heather said, and then I obtained my bachelor's from the University of Central Florida, and now I'm an education assistant at the Brief Foundation, and I'm very, very excited to be here with them.
All right, and we're happy to have you. And could you just start? So how exactly did you find out about the BEST program? What got your start at Brief?
So when I was in high school, I was looking through different career paths and I stumbled on engineering. And I thought for a long time that I would be an engineer, but then I was like, maybe this isn't for me. So then one day I was talking to one of my teachers, Mrs. Philadelphia, and I was like, maybe I would want to do something in the marine field, but I don't have any experience in that because I dedicated so much time to learning technical training and engineering training that I didn't understand anything to do with the ocean. I didn't understand how to get a start in it. And she said, I should contact the Brief Foundation. So she gave me all the information. I reached out. And then Miss Mallory, she emailed me back asking my age. I told her my age and I was in the perfect range to become a BEST scholar. And so I applied for the BEST scholarship after she told me how amazing it was with going to the island school and then an internship with the Brief Foundation. And I was like, yes, absolutely. Did my entire application process. And I was so dedicated to it. And I was like, I'm going to become a BEST scholar. And this is what's going to be my life for the next year, because you know it's a gap year program. So yep, and then I got it and it's been history ever since, and it's been amazing ever since.
Awesome. And so for our viewers at home who may not be familiar with what BEST is, can you inform us what BEST stands for? And you spoke about the island school. Can you talk to us about what that experience was like as well as your internship?
Yes, so the BEST scholarship is the Bahamas Environmental Steward Scholars Scholarship. So what it entails is a 100-day semester at the island school, whether you do it in the fall and or spring. And then after that, you have a four-month internship with the Brief Foundation, which I did, or depending on which island you're from. Like if you're from Grand Bahama, you may do it with Waterkeepers or Coral Vita. If you're from Abaco, you may do it with Friends of the Environment and BMMRO. But it really sets you up to learn so much about the marine environment. So specifically my stay at the island school, which was 100 days, we didn't have any cell phones or anything like that. So we were completely immersed in Eleuthera Day through all these teenagers in one area. And we were forced to, of course, converse with each other to learn about the marine environment. We didn't have any access to the outside world. So we had to rely on each other for things in terms of like emotional support, but also really channeling our creativity and using our brain power to really understand these different marine concepts or the different natural phenomenons going on in the world. So that was amazing. For the 100 days, we got to do a research class. So I was a part of the seagrass/turtle research class. So we were trying to understand, does the amount of seagrass in one specific area contribute to whether a green turtle is bigger or smaller? And we found that it didn't really have any like it didn't actually cause the turtles to either be bigger or smaller, but there's still some more research that needs to be done there. But I really got to be in it and actually felt like a researcher at the age of 17 and getting to handle these big tasks. So it made me feel really important, but I feel like it made me a bit more mature and made me realize I could do really difficult things and that marine biology definitely was what I wanted to do in the future.
Wow.
And then my internship with the Brief Foundation, I got to be with the late Miss Mallory. So then she would take me to different snorkel sites. I got to do like my reef rescue diver certification. So I got to help with outplanting starborn coral. And then I also got to do sea camps in New Providence and Eleuthera. So I got to learn how to be a really good teacher. And the students, they responded really well to me, which I always found really inspiring when I could get in front of a group of students who may not be as interested in a topic as you think. And then you start talking to them and you start to see how much they know and how much they really love learning about the marine environment. You just have to give them a chance to learn about it and also let them tell you what they know about it.
Wow, it sounds like you were really truly inspired by this experience. And you speak such at length of about all of these amazing experiences and opportunities you've had. And so moving forward, so after that experience, you went on to get your bachelor's degree, and I'll let you share more about that. But do you feel like the BEST program had an influence on your major, on where you studied and how you went about that? And did you go into engineering as well as a minor, or did you stick wholly to marine biology after the best experience?
Absolutely. No, I did not go into engineering at all. The thing with it is I went into the gap year program because I said I wanted to make sure this is what I wanted to do for the rest of my life, that when I woke up in the morning and I have had my degree and I had all these things and I could look back in the future and be like, I made the right decision. I wanted to make sure of that during my gap year. So my gap year at the Island School and also at the Brief Foundation like solidified I'm going to be a marine biologist and I'm going to help inspire other people to be marine biologists, to be environmental stewards, all of that. So the BEST foundation, like the BEST scholarship, it literally propelled me into the University of Central Florida because I couldn't go off to school unless I got a full ride because I don't come from money. My parents couldn't have afforded it. I couldn't have afforded it. So I needed to get a full ride scholarship to go. So in the scholarship essay, they would ask, why should you get the scholarship? And it's because of the BEST foundation that I could have said in the scholarship application, I deserve this scholarship because to study marine biology, because I'm already making waves in marine biology. You know, I did research, I'm teaching students in Nassau and Eleuthera scuba diving and restoring our coral reefs. So I'm like, it makes sense that you should give this to me because I'm already showing that I'm going to make waves in the future because I'm making waves now in marine biology. So of course they know me fondly as their mermaid and the Lewis Foundation scholarships. And my time at the University of Central Florida, oh my gosh, absolutely amazing. And it's because of the BEST scholarship that I got research experience. So I wasn't scared when I got into classes where they said, okay, now you need to create your own research plan or you need to do your own research. And when I started my undergraduate thesis, I wasn't scared to undergo this research because I already had experience with that and I already had mentors who I could call on and ask questions about it. So it upped my confidence, it upped my education, my intelligence, like everything that comes with marine biology. So, yeah, it definitely propelled my career, and I wouldn't be where I am without having undergone the BEST program.
Yes, and I love that you mentioned really that fear that comes along with doing your first scientific research paper. It can be really daunting. And at the Island School, like you said, you did seagrass research. And each semester, for our listeners out there, our BEST scholars are able to participate in a semester at the Island School. And through those research classes, they get hands-on skills where they learn how to conduct data research, and they can resonate those skills back into university or even into their careers one day. And if I'm not mistaken, you return to the Island School for a separate internship as well.
Yes, I did. Summer 2023, I was like, wait, I have a chance to come back to Luther because I hadn't been in about 2 years. And I saw this amazing opportunity where they said you could come for 3 months and you could be a part of a research group. And then the coral research group really stood out to me. So again, I took all my documents and my brain power, went through the application process, which it didn't take a long time, but I started it very early because I wanted what I wrote out to be meaningful, not only to me, but also to them, so they could see my story and they could see that I'm really passionate and I want to come back to the Island School. So I got the email that said, yes, we would love to have you for summer 2023. Came there, I was a part of a group of eight interns. Four of us were marine, four was more in the terrestrial side. And it was just absolutely amazing. Again, returning as an intern was different from being a student because I had a little bit more freedom. I got to really see the operational side of the Island School and how the workers really carried out specific tasks when it comes to the students. And I really got to see the behind the scenes of what it really took to run the Island School and also to make sure that the students were having a good time and to make sure that they left the program feeling inspired and great. So that was amazing. So like I said, I was a part of the choral group mainly with Natalia Hurtado and then Celia Woodside. So we would go out and we would clean the coral trees, but I actually got to outplant them and then also assist with stony coral tissue loss disease and making the amoxicillin and base to B mixture in order to facilitate that and stop the growth of that. So I got to do a lot, but then I was also a part of the shark group, so looking at metals within sharks, taking some of their blood samples, and it was just a holistic thing with so much learning, and it was great. Again, inspiring me to continue on with my studies in marine biology and perform well at the University of Central Florida. Just everything that kept on building and just made me realize, yes, I definitely made the right decision. At 17, now I'm 23, I could definitely say I made the right decision in my career, and I'm excited to see where it goes from here on out.
Wow. So if I was a university student, let's say I attended the University of the Bahamas or a university in Florida, and I wanted a similar experience to research and intern at the Island School, how would I go about doing that?
So I would say you could go on their page, islandschool.org, and go on their website, and then you can see when you could do an internship. They actually have longer internships than summer. So they have fall, they have spring, and then they also have summer. You could start looking at their research that's going on, because just because I did corals doesn't mean that corals is in full swing just then, but I'm pretty sure it is. But specifically, I mean, like, sometimes they would have sharks 1 year, but maybe they're not really researching sharks that year. So you really have to align it with your interests. But then I would also say be really open-minded, because when I was first going into marine biology, I think every marine biologist is like, I'm going to study sharks. So when I got put in the seagrass group, I was like, maybe not. But it ended up being so fun. And then I'd also solidify where I was like, yeah, if I could have fun with a seagrass group, which Dr. Liberty Boyd made so fun. If I could have fun with a seagrass group, I could have fun with anything. So be open-minded to different research tasks. Don't just stay in the same niche or field that you think deep down you want to be in, because you might be saying sharks now, but it might be turtles, it might be coral. Who knows? And then you could apply. Sometimes they make you pay for it, but if you apply, you could apply for financial aid and say, I would like to gain 100% of the scholarship so that you wouldn't have to pay anything, which I got for the summer. And then they could work around with you, maybe say, okay, 75%. And then you could work kind of odd jobs to pay off the rest. But if you really want to do it, apply, reach out to the researchers, see what's going on, and you could definitely do it for the Island School specifically.
So, young people out there, you hear that. It is definitely possible to get your hands out there and be a part of actual scientific research happening here in the Bahamas. And so, thank you so much, Antonia. So, moving into your position now, you have joined the Brief team as our education assistant, and we are so excited to have you join our team. And since your role as a best scholar, you have continually supported us with our summer camps and being a camp counselor. So, my question is, how do you remain engaged with the organizations that you're working with? You've volunteered a lot with us, as well as with other organizations. So, what really keeps you motivated to get engaged and stay in your ocean environment and educate others?
I could definitely say it's my passion for marine biology, but that only goes so far. At the end of the day, it definitely is the people. Like, anytime the Brief Foundation would reach out to me and ask me, could you volunteer here? Would you be able to come out? I say, if I am free, I am definitely going to do it, because you all gave so much to me and propelled my career so much that anytime anybody asks me about the Brief Foundation, I'm like, you need to apply to the best scholarship. And it's the most amazing thing. It was like the most amazing time of my teenage life. And sometimes I would say, if I could like repeat 2021 on a loop for like the rest of time, I would happily do that, because it was just amazing. But then also the Brief Foundation, every single time you all have something, whether it's a snorkel or it's a summer camp, it's you guys are so organized with everything, making everybody feel so welcome. You have the press there, and everything like that. That I just come in there, you know, everything is going to be organized. You have everything ready to go. You make everybody feel so safe, and the different ways you carry out these different things. It's great to be there. It's not stressful at all. And I always have fun, especially how you mentioned the Kamalami Sea Camp. I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't that. It was like 10 times better than what I was expecting. The children on Kamalami and Andras, which was actually my first time going to Andras, they were absolutely amazing, inspiring, and you could tell that you all took so much time to plan and organize everything to make sure the students felt welcome, but also to make sure that everybody who was participating in it felt welcome and also learned more things. Yeah, it's very easy to say yes to anything you guys want me to do. Yeah.
Thank you for the flattery, Antonia. Thank you. So, what are you looking forward to in your new role at Brief? Now you're getting to engage with thousands of students per year.
Definitely the education side. Of course, it's in my role, but every single time I come here in the mornings, it's always something new, like how Miss Nicola was talking about the eco schools and how me and you got to go to our first assessment with her, and just seeing how the students were able to talk about what they were doing in their eco clubs, about marine biology, their gardens, and really showing what they're doing to transform the environment. But you could also tell that they're really ex like super duper excited about it. And we need more young people who know these things growing up, because it's really easy to get younger children excited about things at that young age than it is to get like teenagers and adults who are really set in their ways and set in how they view the world. You know, when you're older, it's all about, oh, we need money and we need to pay for bills and stuff like that. But when you're young, you don't really have to think much about that. So you could just learn as much as possible without the stress of the outside world. And so they grow up, of course, then having to take on these adult strains and these adult tasks, but the environment is still in the back of their mind. Like, I need to help with the environment. So now you see that you have these students who are willing to wake up on Saturday mornings and are ready to go snorkeling and are ready to learn about marine biology. So yeah, that's going to keep me going in this role. And then also being able to give presentations, not only to younger people, but then also to like so much different age groups, whether that's teenagers and adults. And maybe these adults who I was talking about previously weren't able to grasp onto these topics when they were younger, but now they still have a chance to learn and still understand why it's important to conserve our environment. And then apart from that, going to the sea camps, of course, with education, creating social media posts, blog posts, just the little things of seeing how a nonprofit is also run. It's a lot, but you guys are really, really organized, so I'm ready to learn as much as possible and take as much as possible in to be
And
successful in this role.
thank you, Antonia. And I always highlight it's so important to really start that environmental education at an early age. So, like you say, persons have it at the back of their mind. Even if things get overwhelming, they still consider the effect that their actions have on their environment. And like you said, that really makes a lasting effect, especially within smaller communities, and having that domino effect to really inspire others around you. So I'm so excited to have another team member who's just as passionate about environmental education as I am and the rest of Outreach is. And we're looking forward to having you join our team. And we know that your knowledge and experiences will definitely be very, very useful in our coming programs and activities. So, moving on beyond your formal role as our new education assistant, you also double as a mermaid. Can you tell us how you started with that journey and how rewarding it's been?
Yeah, so it all comes back to education. So I really wanted a fun way to teach children specifically about education. And then so I just typed it in to Google, like fun ways to teach children about education. And then I saw a lady in a mermaid tail. I was like, that's literally perfect, because children, they still have that imaginative side to them, and they still believe that mermaids exist. You know, they still haven't tapped into reality a little bit yet. So when they see me, instead of seeing a person who's just standing up at a projector saying specific things, of course they learn that way. But then having a mermaid come to them and explain the same exact things, but also saying, "Don't throw trash in my home," they actually believe that is my home. So the next time they see a piece of trash on the beach, they would say, wait a second, okay, I don't need to throw trash in Mermaid Tunia's home. Let's clean up Mermaid Tunia's home. And they get so excited. So I mainly started it for children, but it's so funny because adults, they actually get way more excited
I
to see me
love
as a
that.
mermaid than children.
I love
Like they
that
see
so
me.
much.
Yeah.
And so I love that. So persons can reach out to you and book birthday parties, special events,
Right.
and things like that.
Yes, they definitely can.
Do you want to plug your handle, Mermaid Tonya?
Mermaid Tunia on all social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and anywhere you could find it. You could message me, birthday parties, and also educational programs as well, coming to schools and teaching children about marine biology. Yep.
And she will be assisting us with that as well in our upcoming field studies and summer camp. But I love that you
Absolutely.
find like new and innovative ways to capture young people's attention. I know young people's attention span is a constantly changing thing.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think it also shows them that there are different ways that you could teach. Like when I was in school, I always thought you had to be in four walls and then your teacher would just be talking at you. But then now learning that there are different approaches that you can make, you could take the students out to the beach and then teach them on the sand, have them sit in a circle and pass around a shell and things like that. Like children learn in so much different ways. And I think we need to start tapping into that, because when we start showing them more imaginative ways to learn, then they have more ways to relay that information, whether to it's to their parents or to their friends. And that's how knowledge really gets spread, in my opinion.
Yeah. Change starts with just one person in your community. And like I said, that domino effect. If you're passionate enough to educate your community, you will see that effect follow through. So in closing almost, so what do you hope for our young people who participate in our brief programs? What would you like them to take away from these experiences?
I really want them to take away just how important the ocean is to our health and well-being, and just us as a nation. You know, growing up, we learned that trees provide us with so much of our oxygen, so let's plant trees. But we don't, I it wasn't until I was really like a teenager and I sought the information that I learned that the ocean actually gives us half of our oxygen as well. And then of course it provides us with food, and then the fishermen get jobs, and you know, people come from all over, like different countries, to come and taste our cuisines that they can't get anywhere else. So it's really important to our livelihoods. It's not just something that's in the back burner, but it's the ocean is sustaining our way of life. So we need to give back to the ocean that is also sustaining our way of life, which again is the brief mission, which it makes so much sense. I feel like everybody should understand that the ocean is very, very important to us and we need to protect it.
I love that. And so, what are some of your primary focuses that you'd like to accomplish during your role as education assistant at Brief?
I would really love to see the students doing way better on their, like, of course, we give them a pretest, whether that's through summer camps or any workshops that we do. But seeing them start off with the pretest and then not really understanding what they're really doing at first, but then after all the lessons, especially after the ones I'm able to teach, whether that's in my mermaid costume or whether teaching to them to teaching them it normally, that when the post test comes, that they actually understand what they're doing and that all of them could score 100% afterwards. But then not only just be able to write it out, but be able to relay that information weeks and months later, and also go back to their parents and tell them a little bit more about it. And then also reaching older audiences, making them really, really excited. I know a lot of them, they don't know much about the ocean because nobody taught them about it, but also because they can't swim. So there's a lot of people in the Bahamas, believe it or not, who have never even just dunked their head under the water with some goggles on their face and haven't even seen the under the water for themselves. So I would love to get more people understanding more about the ocean, but also taking more people out on snorkel trips, getting them to swim by working with different organizations who teach swimming to older people and also younger people, and getting a lot of people in the water. Getting the swimming rates up for sure.
Yeah, definitely. We need more Bahamians learning how to swim. We don't want any more fatalities in the water. We definitely want to keep everyone safe when we're in the water, swimming or snorkeling. And it's really important to our audience that if you have some time, reach out to someone who can teach you how to swim, or even come out to one of Brief's public snorkels. We host monthly public snorkels at local beaches across New Providence, where we provide the gear for you to come and learn how to snorkel slash swim with us. Our requirements are that you don't need to know how to swim to join us. We will work with you and assist you with learning how to swim and snorkel on the beach. All right, so in closing, Antonia, I want to look out to our audience, our fellow young people that are probably looking at all of the amazing things that you've done, that you've spoken about, and they want to do the same. What are your words of advice for them on how they can get started, some first steps, and then some inspirational quotes, to really guide them along and, even when things get hard?
Yeah, I would definitely say if I would go off of my journey in becoming a marine biologist, I would say just start off with one marine organization and start off as a volunteer first. Just email them. Emails are very public. You could go on any website, whether it's the Brief Foundation, the Perry Marine Science Institute, BMM, RO. They usually do whale watching camps where you could sign up and apply. But it really starts with one email. They're public on their different websites. You could email and say, I'm really interested. Could I work as a volunteer? Could I work as an intern? And then once you get into there and they really take to you and see that you're really, really passionate, they will give you other opportunities within their field, or they will also send out different opportunities for you to apply to. So then it builds up. So with the Brief Foundation, I got to, Ms. Mallory would send me different things. So then I got to work with Bahamas Sea Turtle Network and also BMM RO, like I was talking about, and then I got to go with Shedd Aquarium. So now these people, like they know me and they love the work that I did with them. So if they need anybody now, then I'm in the back of their minds, like, okay, well, maybe she could come on, or maybe she also knows somebody who could give who I could tell them you should take them on this trip as well. So yeah, send that email. Don't be hesitant about it. And yeah, you never know what could happen. And then if you don't get a response fast, you could also call, you could reach out to different people. Just don't give up when it comes to your passions and what you want to do.
Yes, definitely. Persistence is key. Reach out and do not be afraid of rejection. Sometimes it's not the
Right.
right season. You can reach back out in 3 months and there might be another opportunity for you to engage with. So definitely don't be discouraged if they are unable to assist you at that time. Reach out to as many organizations, like Antonia said, as possible. And put out your feelers, volunteer, reach out, network with persons, even if that's just sending an email or driving to their office and speaking with someone. Do not be afraid to let your voice be heard because that's what's gonna set you apart from other candidates.
Right, exactly.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Antonia, for this conversation. It has been very, very fruitful, and I'm so proud once again that we've come full circle from you being a Bahamas Environmental Steward Scholar all the way now to being our Brief Environmental Education Officer. So
Woo.
thank you once again for doing this episode with me, Antonia. And we look forward to seeing all that you accomplish during your time with us at Brief. So thank you for joining us for another episode of Our Blue Bahamas. Stay tuned for our next episode every Saturday.